Sockeye salmon continued pouring into Upper Cook Inlet. 640,000 found their way into the nets of the commercial gillnet fleet, up from 390,000 the week before. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced that the Kenai and Kisilov rivers have exceeded escapement goals, and they have extended fishing periods for set gillnetters and opened expanded areas in the Kisilov, Kenai, and Anchor Point sub-districts to drifters. Concern over the returns to the Susitna River has led to gear restrictions on set gillnets in the northern district. To date, ADF&G estimates a catch of a little over 1.7 million salmon of all species in Upper Cook Inlet. Lower Cook Inlet seiners and set netters caught fewer salmon this week, delivering 7,000 sockeye and 23,000 pinks for a total of 32,000 salmon, down from 44,000 last week. Overall, seiners have seen lower returns than the five-year average for sockeye, pink, and chum. Set netters have lagged the average of sockeye slightly while catching considerably fewer pinks. The five-year average for the opener around July 22nd to the 24th, for instance, is just over 2,000 pinks. In 2018, during the comparable period, set netters caught 6,400 pinks, while this year, they delivered only 278. King Cove landed the most halibut of any Alaskan port this week, just under 80,000 pounds on four deliveries. The National Marine Fisheries Service recorded a little over 500,000 pounds of halibut offloaded across the state, as well as about 450,000 pounds of sablefish. Pelagic trawlers in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands caught 113 million pounds of pollock in the week ending July 27th. The mix of species caught by Gulf of Alaska bottom trawlers for the same week was headed by 1.8 million pounds of Pacific Ocean perch. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.